Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back to the FD Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel, the third author of The Lords of Strategy. It's a book I encourage you to check out. As you know, I talk about it even when he's not here. Walter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about privacy and the importance of curation. You know, when we were talking about in the last segment, you know, I talk all the time on the show about small business owners being authentic, delivering their authentic voice to customers in the form of videos, however they want to do it. Customers want to hear from you. They do want to hear from you, but they don't want you to become some narcissistic monster. And therefore, this is why curating what you give them, making sure that it's periodic, that it's focused on what benefits them. It's not you just running your mouth. Curating that authentic voice is critical to getting your voice out there, to you being the brand, as you said earlier. What do you think?
You're right. I mean, you can even use an old term from the Middle Ages, editing. We used to have a maxim at Time Incorporated that everybody needs an editor,
right,
even the best writer. And one of the functions that an editor performs, or a curator now, is to look at what you want to say, and they can make it more authentic by cutting out the parts where you wander off, by cutting out the parts that are just inexplicable and your listeners or customers won't understand at all, and really requiring you to hone in on what your message is and what
mm-hmm.
you want to say. It's interesting, back to the Lords of Strategy, but one of the founders of the modern strategy movement was a guy named Bruce Henderson, who started the Boston Consulting Group. And one of the things that they did, unlike a lot of consulting firms at the time, was they started putting out 800-word brochures called perspectives about their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, consulting firms like McKinsey hadn't done that kind of thing. But something like the sixth person that Henderson put on his payroll at the Boston Consulting Group was an editor, to work full-time on editing, curating the information that he, Henderson,
right,
and the others there were putting out.
Well, to help people understand the differences, and I do think it's important to have this conversation. When I think of editing, I think of making sure that the content that you agree is going out has been done in a way that benefits the customer and that is tight and it's well done. Curating, to me, is the more overarching global perspective where we say, okay, it's springtime. We're going to focus on things that our customers deal with in the spring or the fall or the whatever season. It's tax time or it's the holidays or whatever it may be. The curation would be what would they be interested in now, right now? That's the way I think of those two.
Well, that's a perfectly good distinction and way to think about it, and you probably need both. I mean, particularly if you're somebody who's, as I said before, if you're someone who's over 50 years of age and you want to use Instagram, you want to tweet, you want to use any of these forms of social media, I think it really also benefits you to have somebody who's maybe 25 or 30, whom you trust.
But now they can help you with the social media part. But I will have to say they are not always the best curators because at that age, many of them still feel like more is better.
That's often true, but at the same time, if you're trying to reach an audience that's their age for your business, or customers who are that age, they will have a better sense of what is interesting, trending.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And that's the curating and the editing. But I got to come back to your wisdom in the beginning, and that's this idea of you know, don't give you don't have to give everything out. frankly, I don't. I want to know how you can help me with your business. I don't want to know everything about you. I don't need to
exactly
know that.
Exactly right. Well, and there are also positive benefits of besides of avoiding dangers. And there's more and more literature. You're talking about people having written books on this subject about how if you establish a point of zone of privacy in your life, in these days when we're besieged by so many messages and media and everything, it gives you a chance to think about things, think about your business, think about your customers in ways that you won't have if you're just constantly following the latest tweet or trying to get the latest social media message out there. It gives you a place to retreat to, if you will, in your mind or maybe physically, where you can do some of your deepest and best thinking.
Well, I'm hoping people will start thinking more about ethics than they ever have been, because the combination of privacy in the analog age was a separate issue from our leverage. Today, privacy and leverage are bound together in the capability that we have. And what Ford was capable of doing, or U.S. Steel or IBM was capable of doing 50 years ago, is can't even touch what Amazon and Google and Facebook can do today with regard to their leverage. These times are different, aren't they, Walter?
They are, and it is. It's absolutely an ethical issue. It's absolutely an issue of corporate morality too.
Yep.
Companies, Ford didn't have to worry about privacy issues in the same way.
That's exactly right. Hey, Walter, I got to wrap it up. I need your website quickly before you go.
It is BordaStrategy.com, Jim.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Walter, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Walter Keyshore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.